Hello everyone, welcome to JTalk Extra Time. John Steele here with a bonus solo roundup of all of the midweek J2 action from Wednesday night. All 22 teams were involved as round 25 took place. So without further ado, I think we'll start at the bottom with our review. That's because the bottom side, FC Ryukyu, faced a must-win game away at fellow strugglers Iwate, and they did win it, 1-0, thanks to a first pro goal from Ryo Omori. In the 37th minute, Omori got on the end of a deep free kick from Koki Kiyotake to volley past Iwate keeper Kenta Matsuyama, and that proved to be enough to earn Ryukyu their first league win since round 16, a stretch of 9 matches, and this was a first win for their new manager, Nacho Fernandez, of course. Iwate had some chances in the second half. Hayata Komatsu headed over from close range, and Brenner forced a great save from Ryukyu keeper Danny Carvajal right at the end. Carvajal, by the way, starting a game for the first time since March, and this was only his second appearance of the season. It turned out to be an eventful night for Brenner, who came on as a half-time substitute but was sent off by the end of the second half, picking up 2 yellow cards in the space of 4 minutes in stoppage time. His first caution was pretty comical. Ryukyu defender Lee Yong-jik was down injured, or at least, wasting some time inside the penalty area. I'm not sure if he was really hurt or not, but Brenner didn't want to wait around, and he ended up pulling Lee Yong-jik off the pitch by his ankles, which was funny, but you're not allowed to do it. He got a yellow card. Brenner's second yellow was for an altercation with the goal scorer Omori. Brenner seemed to catch the young defender with a flick of the wrist, not much contact, but it was a bit naughty, and yes, he was sent off. So it finished Iwate 0, Ryukyu 1, a first defeat in 7 games for Iwate, who've been going well. They're 4 points clear of the relegation zone in 19th. Ryukyu are still bottom, but with this win, they are now only 4 points behind the second bottom side, which is Omiya Ardija. They went down to a third straight defeat, losing 4-2 away at Okayama on Wednesday night. Now, this game was 2-2 going into second half stoppage time, but Omiya self-destructed at that point. Okayama were 1-0 up at half time, thanks to a lovely Shuhei Tokumoto goal in the 15th minute, a low curling strike from about 25 yards right into the bottom corner of the Omiya goal. Omiya, though, were level in the 64th minute. Okayama keeper Daiki Hotta made a bit of a mess of saving a free kick from Hidetoshi Takeda, and Omiya centre-back Keisuke Nishimura scored the rebound to make it 1-1. The last 15 minutes were frenetic. Okayama retook the lead thanks to a thumping header from Mizuki Hamada, but with 7 minutes left, Omiya equalised again, Shunsuke Kikuchi drilling the ball in from 12 yards after a nice layoff from Takamitsu Tomiyama. Now, Omiya boss Naoki Soma must have thought his side were going to bring a point back to Saitama, but yes, they conceded twice in stoppage time to lose 4-2. In the 90th minute, a cross from Ryosuke Kawano wasn't dealt with properly, and the ball fell to Thiago Alves on the edge of the 6-yard box. He coolly sidestepped a defender and then tucked the chance away for 3-2. And right at the end, Thiago Alves was cleaned through. He had his shot saved by Omiya keeper Ko Shimura, but centre-back Ryo Shinzato completely failed to anticipate this, and when the ball ran loose, he had a chance to clear, didn't react quickly enough, and ended up bringing down Thiago Alves for a penalty, which the Brazilian striker scored himself. So it finished Okayama 4, Omiya 2. Omiya stay in deep trouble at the bottom, whereas Okayama, a good win for them in the end of their backup into fourth place, but 9 points adrift of the automatic promotion places. Staying at the bottom, Gunma's recent slump in form continued on Wednesday night. They're now third bottom and just a point ahead of Omiya after losing 2-1 at Kanazawa. Kanazawa were 2-0 up at half-time after goals from Kyohei Sugiura and Masamichi Hayashi in this game. In the 14th minute, Sugiura was on the end of a pinpoint left-wing cross from Yuto Nagamine. His header was blocked by Masatoshi Kushibiki in the Gunma goal, but he was able to score the rebound from close range. Hayashi then doubled the lead with a fine rising drive from just inside the box. That was in the 36th minute. Gunma did get a goal back in the 63rd minute. Akito Takagi firing in from about 8 yards after the ball had been knocked down for him, but it finished Kanazawa 2, Gunma 1. Kanazawa goalkeeper Yuto Shirai making one excellent save down low to his right at the end as well. So 4 straight defeats for Gunma, and the signs are not particularly good at the moment. Switching to the top of the table now, and Yokohama FC are still in first place, just about, as they needed a 97th minute Koki Ogawa goal to rescue a point at home to Akita. This was a very even game for the most part, 0-0 at half time, although Akita had a goal from Naoki Inoue ruled out for offside. At the other end, Akita's keeper Yudai Tanaka made a good save from Tatsuya Hasegawa, but yes, goalless at the break. And Akita took the lead midway through the second half when a long throw caused chaos in the Yokohama penalty area. Ryota Nakamura fired the ball against the post, but Akita's big centre-back Kaito Chida was on hand and fired the ball high into the roof of the net for 1-0. And it looked as though Akita were going to hold on to their lead and claim a very important 3 points. 5 minutes of stoppage time was indicated, but Yokohama's equaliser came in the 97th, Ogawa rising highest to head in a left-winged cross from Eijiro Takeda. And that proved to be the very last action of the game. There wasn't even time for Akita to kick off and restart. Yes, it finished Yokohama FC 1, Akita 1. And despite failing to win, Yokohama actually extended their lead over second place Niigata to 2 points, as Niigata surprisingly lost 2-1 at home to Jeff Chiba on Wednesday night. In this game, the away side went ahead in the 13th minute when Shunsuke Nishikubo tucked in a rebound after a Keita Buanika effort had been saved from a Taishi Taguchi free kick. This was a bit of a controversial goal from a Niigata point of view. They had a player down with a facial injury or head injury inside the box, but the goal was given. Midway through the first half, Niigata were level. A stunning free kick from Yuzuru Shimada. He fired the ball in off the post from an almost acute angle near the byline. Fantastic goal, well worth checking out online. And Niigata came out flying at the start of the second half. Jeff's keeper Shota Arai made a brilliant save early on in the second period when he touched a header from Soya Fujiwara onto the crossbar. The winning goal for Jeff came around the hour mark. Yosuke Akiyama's low shot from outside the box was flicked in from about 6 yards by Solomon Sakuragawa, a fourth goal of the season for him. So yeah, it finished Niigata 1, Jeff Chiba 2. And big Niigata news off the pitch, breaking this week, one of the crown jewels of their squad, I suppose the crown jewel, Shion Honma. He's finally set to leave the club, and I think Club Brugge in Belgium is his destination. I'm not sure if it's officially confirmed yet. I think it's a medical check to be completed. But yeah, it looks like Shion Honma will be leaving Niigata shortly. The only side in the top three to win in round 25 were Sendai, who beat Kofu 3-0 at the Yurtech Stadium. Sendai went in front thanks to a brilliant Motohiko Nakajima free kick in the 25th minute. Again, worth checking out on YouTube if you have a chance. It was 2-0 before half-time. Masato Nakayama touching in a low cross from Yuto Uchida on the edge of the 6-yard box. And the icing on the Sendai cake was a third goal. It came from Takumi Nagara, a low drive from just inside the penalty area with about 10 minutes left on the clock. So yeah, Sendai 3, Kofu 0 at full time. Sendai stay third, just a point behind second place Niigata and 8 points clear of Okayama in fourth. Although, of course, Okayama do have one game in hand. Elsewhere, Nagasaki and Yamagata drew 1-1, a result that leaves Nagasaki 5th and Yamagata down in 12th. Great start for the away side here, with Taiki Kato putting them in front in the 10th minute. Nagasaki were hustled out of possession on the edge of their own penalty area, and when Kaio Cesar slid in to tackle Kota Yamada, the ball ran loose to Kato, who tucked it away. It was 1-1 in the 26th minute though, thanks to a golazo from Edgar Junior. he collected the ball just outside the penalty area and fired a ferocious dipping effort past Masaki Goto in the Yamagata goal. Both sides had chances in the second half. I think the best moment was probably Goto making two smart saves from Edgar Jr. in quick succession. But yes, full-time score, Nagasaki 1, Yamagata 1, and Fabio Carrier, Nagasaki's new manager, takes a point from his first game in charge. The match between Kumamoto and Tokushima also finished 1-1. There was a perfect start for the visitors in this game as well, as they hit the front in the 17th minute. Akira Hamashita with a low left-footed shot inside Yuya Sato's left-hand post. Kumamoto were nearly level before half-time when Tokushima keeper Naoto Kamifukumoto nearly got caught out by a mishit cross from Naohiro Sugiyama, but a combination of the goalkeeper and the goalpost kept the ball out. Kumamoto did get their equaliser midway through the second half though, and it was a thumping strike from Toshiki Takahashi, firing the ball in off the crossbar from just outside the box. So Kumamoto 1, Tokushima 1, the final score. Tokushima's 14th draw in 25 matches, incredible stuff, and they're 14th in the table with Kumamoto in 10th. Tokyo Verdy picked up a very useful 1-0 win away at Tochigi, with Ryoga Sato scoring a 76-minute winner at the Kanseki Stadium. Sato put in a low shot from the edge of the penalty area that Tochigi's goalkeeper Shuhei Kawata just couldn't reach. And the maybe most notable aspect to this game was that Verdy's much-hyped Indonesian player Arhan finally made his J-League debut in this game. He played the first half before being substituted, and his translator at the club has been reprimanded officially after tweeting about Arhan being in the starting lineup about a day before the game. But to be honest, that was probably a lot more interesting than the game itself. It finished Tochigi 0, Tokyo Verdy 1. A first defeat in 5 games for Tochigi, who were in 18th place. Verdy suddenly back up to 9th and only 2 points off the playoff zone with 3 wins from their last 4. There was some fantastic entertainment at Nozita, where hosts Machida were 2-0 up with 21 minutes to go, but ended up losing 3-2 against their visitors Mito. Machida boss Ranko Popovic was serving a one-match touchline ban for this game after picking up 4 yellow cards this season, a heroic effort for someone on the touchline, but it didn't seem to bother Machida early on. Playing in their all-black summer kit, the home side were 2-0 up inside 50 minutes, with both goals coming from captain Taiki Hirato. In just the second minute, Hirato tucked away a low right-wing cross for 1-0, and then he scored a beautiful curler from outside the box for 2-0, whereas at the other end, Kosuke Kinoshita and Mizuki Ando had chances for Mito. The key moment, I think, was Machida missing the chance to go 3-0 up in the second half. Yu Hirakawa managed to go clean through on the halfway line, but he ended up shooting too close to Mito's goalie, Luis Yamaguchi, when he should have played in a teammate, and the chance was wasted. And Mito made Machida pay for that, because suddenly it was the Kaito Umeda show for the visitors. He volleyed in Ryosuke Maeda's chipped pass to give Mito some hope in the 69th minute. That reduced it to 2-1. And then in the 83rd minute, Umeda knocked down Jefferson Tabenas's cross for Ryo Nisato to equalise from inside the 6-yard box. So it was 2-2 going into the closing stages, but Mito weren't finished. In the 89th minute, Maeda converted a low cross from the right to complete a stunning turnaround, and it finished Machida 2, Mito 3. 2 straight defeats for Machida, but they sit just 1 point outside the playoff places in 8th, so not too bad. Mito are in 13th. And last and probably least from the midweek round, there was just one goalless draw, and it was Yamaguchi's home game against Oita. Defences and goalkeepers well on top on this game. The best chance probably fell to Daisuke Takagi for Yamaguchi, but it was beaten away by Shun Takagi in the Oita goal. So yes, Yamaguchi 0, Oita 0. Oita, 4 games unbeaten, are in 7th, 1 point off the playoffs, whereas Yamaguchi are in 15th. Okay, before I let you go, just a quick look ahead to the round 26 fixtures that are all coming up this Sunday, July the 10th, at 5 games at 6 p.m., 6 games at 7 o'clock. In the 6pm matches, leaders Yokohama FC go away to draw specialists 14th place Tokushima, and 5th place Nagasaki host lowly Iwate, who are in 19th. The other 6pm games are Mito hosting Kanazawa, Jeff Chiba against Tochigi, and Kofu against Akita. Then at 7pm, 2nd place Niigata will be hoping to bounce back from that defeat against Chiba as they go away to Yamaguchi, who sit 15th in the table. 3rd place Sendai are also away from home. They go to the bottom side, Ryukyu, who might be buoyed by having won in midweek. It's Oita against Okayama, so 4th place going to visit 7th. And the other 7pm match is Yamagata against Kumamoto, Gunma against Machida, and Omiya hosting Tokyo Verdy. So lots to enjoy on Sunday in round 26, and I think James Taylor and I are going to be back together to round all of that up for you next week. But yes, for this midweek roundup, I think that's all for me, so stay tuned. Thanks as always for downloading and supporting the JTalk podcast and JTEP. We appreciate that. And yeah, enjoy your football. Talk to you soon. Bye for now.